From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, I'm Terry Parsons, and you're tuned to the Blind Lemon Blues for the week ending Sunday, January 21st, 2018. Last night, the International Blues Challenge wrapped up in Memphis, Tennessee, and it was an incredible event. For a complete list of all the winners, you can go to blues.org/IBC. Tonight, we're going to speak with three of the Canadian participants in this year's IBC. First up is Dan DeWiren, who won the band category in the Maritimes to Memphis Challenge in Halifax last year. It was actually his second trip to the IBC, and his last trip was an inspirational one.
Well, you know, the last time that we were here in Memphis, I got enough material for a whole album, my third album. And this year, coming down here, I'm about to release my new album, called Living Center Stage, in April, and I think I've once again got enough for another full album or more. I tell you, it's just so inspiring to be in the home of the blues and also, you know, hearing so much fantastic music from all of the musicians from all over the world, really. It's just a really exciting opportunity. And of course, in addition to all of the inspiration for the tunes and the great music, it's, you know, learning more about the history of this music that we all love and play, and where it came from, and really how, you know, the blues is the roots and everything else is the fruits, you know, like everything, you know, you see the history of where the roots of rock and roll came, and jazz and bebop and even hip hop and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So it's pretty exciting to be here. And of course, also, you get to network with, you know, so many great musicians and, you know, hear their stories. And you know, sometimes that's real motivation to move on as well, because, you know, sometimes you feel like up in Atlantic Canada, maybe you're a little bit isolated, but it looks like everybody, you know, we're all dealing with the same stuff, and we're all trying to make our craft better. And then we all get the support from back home. And hey to everybody back home, and hope to see you soon.
Well, I hear you up there in your luxury private car, sipping on French wine and smoking fine cigars. We ain't so far apart, and we're all playing the same parts. You're just a poor boy away from right in the road. You ride your lucky brakes, I'm riding these brake shoes. I gotta hold on to them tight just to try to make it through. Get me to the next town, I'm praying to the railway guards, so I can keep on playing. I'm still riding the road. Can't stop me and my guitar. Down here, like the rivers of the downs. But there's no masquerade when you're riding around. Oh, you know the heat inside of me is like a firebox of dreams, rolling down the line on a full hill. down. I'm praying to the railway gods so I can keep on playing. I'm still riding rough.
Riding the Rails, taken from his latest album, Living Center Stage. Now, Newfoundland was well represented at this year's International Blues Challenge by the duo of Nick Earl and Joe Coffin. These are two of the finest young gentlemen I've ever worked with in Newfoundland music, and they have so much potential and such a great future ahead of them. They won the Maritimes to Memphis Challenge as a blues duo and traveled to Memphis representing Atlantic Canada.
I'm Joe.
I'm Nick.
And we're Earl and Coffin here at the International Blues Challenge 2018 in Memphis, Tennessee. We're just standing here in our hotel, the DoubleTree by Hilton. And it's finally starting to warm up outside, and we're just about to head out and get something to eat. So I guess we can talk a little bit about our experience here so far. It's the final night of the competition. The finals are on the go, or they're being tallied up at the moment.
Yes, yeah, it's the 34th year of this challenge, and it seems like every year the winners who come out of it just are world-class musicians and end up getting opportunities with certain gigs and cruises and most monetary gifts that they can possibly receive. But unfortunately for us, we didn't make it to the finals, but we got through the semifinals on our first try at the challenge, which has been pretty amazing.
Yeah, we've met some really cool people and saw some really awesome acts. And, you know, I think, you know, it's a nice step into the door for us. You know, it's our first trip to America and our first time playing down here. So it's definitely, it's a big thing for us. And it's, you know, definitely pretty cool to be down here in this, in the home of the blues, and the vibes are definitely pretty crazy.
Yeah, and what's really been going for us is that even though we didn't make it to the finals, there's been a lot of buzz going around about our name, you know. Walking down Beale Street and having people stop you saying they enjoyed your set and, you know, they're really interested in your act has really been humbling and gives us a lot of hope for the future for our act.
For sure. Anyway, that's it for us. We hope that everybody who's here at the challenge, if anybody's listening to have a good time and enjoy the music, and thank you very much.
Well, it ain't but the one thing makes Mr. Johnson drink. I was worried about how you treat me, baby. I begin to think. My love don't mean a thing. You know it breaks my heart when you call out Mr. So-and-so's name. To have it on your mind.
You have to congratulate everybody who participated in the International Blues Challenge, but I want to send a special congratulations to Nick Earl and Joe Coffin. It was their first time there. They made it all the way to the semifinals. That's something you can really be proud of. Now, One lady from Canada made it all the way to the finals. Angel Forrest, representing the Montreal Blues Society, went right to the bitter end. Unfortunately, she didn't win, but she was an incredible representative for Canadian Blues south of the border. And now that the IBC is over, even though she's a little disappointed she didn't win, they've still got lots to do.
What a great experience. Memphis, Tennessee. Loved being down here with the boys. We made it to the finals. We did some rock and blues. We had a great time. Lots of great talent here. And now we're heading to Nashville. Well, tonight, first of all, we're going to have a good sleep with no stress. And then tomorrow we're going to Sun Studios to record an original song and a couple of covers. I'm going to go visit Graceland. Then we're off to Nashville. Do some jamming, see some friends, and unwind and celebrate a great week that we had here. Great time had by all.
Finishing off a set of music from Canadian representatives at the International Blues Challenge, that's Angel Forrest, All the Way, Nick Earl and Joe Coffin before that with Kind-Hearted Woman, and Dan Dwyer started off that set with Riding the Rods. If you'd like more information about the International Blues Challenge, visit them online at www.blues.org/IBC. It's time for us to take a short break, but when we return, we've got the first half of a two-part recap of the winners of the annual Maple Blues Awards. That's coming up after these messages.